the communications items where we do have people here today, 1034.
Those are one of the.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's one. I thought it was. Right. I thought it was the other three. Sorry. So let's see. 1035.
I mean, 1037.
Sorry. So it's the first three. Sorry, I thought it was the last three. Okay, 1037, please.
Request of Wayne Wigmans to address council regarding Terminal 1 and equitable housing.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Wayne Wigmans. In response to that, I believe the purpose of showing up to city council is so that the public can hear outside of these closed meetings, which people have the option of politely ignoring what you say. okay, so using the two hands given you to find a night's safety and rest is a natural right. Like it or not, natural rights supersede property-based constitutional rights. Even congregation is a natural right, as finding safety in numbers for a night's rest, gaining access to shared resources, developing a sense of confidence and trust, and yes, even access to mates are all found via the formation of groups. Hundreds of millions of years evolving through group selectivity left us predisposed to form groups for good reason. That's because without any of the aforementioned things, we literally would not be here today. I can't think of a better definition of a need than that. If one is not free to use the two hands given them to harvest the resources and land given all of us, to congregate and to make for themselves, then yes, homeless are entitled to more than being treated like prisoners in missions. On that note, consider why you pay rent. To me, it means 24/7 access, autonomy, and individual accountability. In missions, however, these things are lacking, so it backfires on everybody. Suddenly, full-grown adults have early curfews. You're told to lay down, shut up, sit still, and wait to get kicked out at 6 a.m. If you backtalk, you'll be kicked out in the cold. Furthermore, missions lack incentive to treat people better because they're receiving their money from individuals and agencies who never have to endure their treatment. Now, being without property is not a crime. Though missions are necessary, what is missing is an effective filter capable of differentiating between those who need help and those who need options. Right now, you have hundreds of day laborers in Portland, and you got many who receive checks from the government, but they'll be the first to tell you that $800 a month isn't going to get them their own individual unit, transportation, and food in this town. I mention all of this because reviewing the Harbor of Hope website, I saw absolutely no mention of autonomy or freedom, and they seem to confuse accountability with subservience. However, I still believe Terminal 1 should go through, even if Homer fails to deliver on his half of the deal financially. I'm just saying dispose of the mission side, keep the affordable housing side, charge rent for a bed, make money off of the problem, and then we'd still come out better off than relying on programs like TPI, where we construct a 7-story building just to give 130 people a year's worth of free rent, few of which even make any good use of it. As a side note, Commissioner Novak, the public right-of-way underneath the Burnside Bridge is being leased to White Stag LCC. I'd question the legality of blocking off a public right-of-way with the use of yellow caution tape. People are going to be under that bridge because it's overhead protection from the rain. But we can have them out of the way, or we can have them intruding on a MAC stop, causing safety hazards and obstructing the use of a public sidewalk. Mayor Hales, bike police are treating...
Finish your thought. Can wrap up because you've used your time.
...are treating homeless people differently than middle class. Laying in a public park during broad daylight is not a crime, and micromanaging homeless people in this fashion is discrimination. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you.